This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, the Spotify podcast Erotica Taboo, and the E.P. and Non-Erotic Podcast. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer $2 subscriptions with bonus episodes. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. The Truth Will Set You Free by Dinsmore. I don't want your cunt, my pretty little bitch. I want your tight little ass. You won't suck my cock, don't want me to go down on you and just lie there when I fuck your sloppy pussy. I'm tired of this shit. Spread your cheeks for me and relax. It's going to hurt a little at first, but you'll get used to it, might even like it if there's any kind of sex you really enjoy. No. That's too dirty, it's a sin. This is rape. I don't want you to do this. What the fuck are you doing? Your mouth, your tongue. Oh gross, you're eating my asshole. Lubing your dirty little hole is going to make this a lot better for you. Look, you're going to get fucked in the ass, accept it. I don't really care if you scream, we're miles from the nearest house. I don't even care if you never want to see me again. Call the cops if you want, they're all friends of mine, and it will be a word against mine. For Christ's sake, quit whining and show me that you're a real woman. She could not believe the fix she had gotten herself in. He seemed like such a nice young man. She had had too much to drink, he had been rough with her, but not too rough, and she had been turned on. When he had tied her in this position, this obscene position, on her knees with her thighs pressed against her calves and her ass extending over the end of the bed, she had expected him to take her cunt from the rear. She had really enjoyed it the first time he had done it that way. It made her sloppy middle-aged cunt tighter, for both of them. She had come. It was the first time in her 40 years she had ever come from the actions of a man's cock in her pussy. She actually enjoyed the first finger in her ass, ashamed as she was to admit it, but then there were two and then three. And now he was going to sodomize her. She had never been more scared in her life nor felt more degraded, more used. Her arms were free, but the rest of her body was strapped down to the bed. She felt the cool fluid being applied to her most intimate hole. I don't want to hurt you, and fucking a dry anal canal is not much fun for me or you. Damn, spread your ass cheeks so I can lube you properly, or you're really not going to like what I'm about to do. He paused. Look, we're playing a game here. Maybe you're not into it. Do you want to stop? As if in answer, she tentatively reached back with both hands and did as she was told. Christ, she was accommodating him, facilitating the plunder of her forbidden little hole. Logic had set in. She knew she could not stop him from brutalizing her anal canal. No, wait. Yes, she could. He had told her they could stop. Why the hell didn't she tell him she no longer wanted to play? Because she did want to play. She'd never been this wet, this hot before. She couldn't move and couldn't fight, but he had told her she could say stop and he would. Logically, the more he lubed her, the less horrifying it would feel, the less pain she would have to endure. Maybe it wouldn't be so bad, maybe he was right, maybe she might even like it. I'm real glad you took a shit not that long ago. Otherwise, I'd have to drag your ass into the bathroom and give you an enema. I don't like anything about a shitty, nasty ass fuck. Fortunately, your rectum is empty. Let's get that sweet little bun of yours greased up and ready. He screwed the nozzle on the tube of lubricant and shoved it in her ass, dumping half the tube inside her rectal cavity. He didn't want to hurt her, although he knew she was an anal virgin and would feel both pain and discomfort. He just wanted to get off inside her little hole. He had no idea why he had brought her here again. She was a lousy fuck. Any sort of oral sex had been off limits. She neither talked nor moved when he fucked her. She was an amazingly attractive woman for 40. Possibly that is why she was here again. She worked out regularly and had a tight little body. He was only 26 and had met this coyote at the garden center. She was married and had three children. He had assumed that her husband hadn't been servicing her, and she was just looking for some young cock. After the first few times they had been together, he realized that her husband had probably long since lost interest in her abysmal sexual talent. He worked a finger into her cunt and was surprised to find how wet it was. Previously, she had had a real problem with lubrication, and he had used the lube on her pussy. Lubrication deficiency was not uncommon in women her age, but now she was very wet. He went down on her knees behind her and worked his tongue around the entrance to her steamy cunt. I told you I don't like that. It's dirty, don't oh. He was both pleased and amazed as her taunt little but started responding to his oral ministrations. She was getting into it. Who would have thought? He began to more thoroughly explore her middle-aged cunt with his tongue as his fingers found her stiff little clit. He worked two fingers into her well-greased little shitter and began fucking it with his fingers. She came. He kept working her now dripping pussy with his fingers and mouth, and she came again, this time with a long growling wail as her entire body shook with pleasure. You had no idea what you were missing, did you, Mrs. Robinson? You like me eating your cunt. That's the second time I've ever made you come. Be honest, that felt very good, didn't it? She nodded silently. He moved around to her head. Open your mouth. She gritted her teeth and held her mouth shut. He grabbed her jaw and forced her mouth open. "Open your fucking mouth, cunt," he said, grabbing a dangling nipple and pinching hard enough to elicit a cry of pain. "We can do this the easy way or the hard way. I don't really give a shit. I'm going to stick this cock in your middle-aged mouth. It's a very pretty mouth, you have a wide-set jaw and will have no problem doing this. If I feel even a hint of your teeth on my cock, any questions?" Without waiting for a response, he placed the head of his big young cock past her lips. "I'd really like you to blow me, but I seriously doubt that you even know how. Let's see how much you can take. You're probably going to gag a little when my cock hits the back of your throat, but you'll get used to it. I'm just going to fuck your mouth. I don't think you'll like it. Then I'm going to come as far back in there as is humanly possible. Then you're going to swallow every fucking drop of my cream. Are we clear?" Again, she nodded silently. He was again surprised and amazed. She took all 8 inches of his fat, an extremely hard young prick, all the way to his pubic bone. "Breath through your nose," he commanded. He began a steady, slow, deep assault on her mouth. She gurgled and gagged. Her eyes watered. She looked both scared and overwhelmed. He felt sorry for her. He pulled his cock from her mouth. "You want to try it on your own? Try sucking my dick? Go ahead. Show me what a quick learner you are." She bent her head forward and took him in her mouth. "Use your tongue to work the head. Stroke my balls softly with your fingers. Move your head up and down slower. I really want to enjoy this." "That's good. You're starting to get into it, starting to enjoy having that big dick in your hot little mouth. That's right, bob up and down. Good tongue action. My God, you were born to suck my cock, you're a fucking natural." He shot a massive low deep in her throat, refusing to allow her to remove her mouth from his engorged organ or turn her head away. "Swallow. Take it all down your throat. No spitters allowed. That's a good girl. I'm proud of you. Very nice," he told her, then bent down and kissed her full on the lips, recovering the remaining vestiges of his own load from her mouth. He knew from her response that taking his cock in her mouth had heightened her arousal. He was very pleased. It wasn't that bad now, was it? "You got into it. That's the very best first blow job I've ever had, and even if it hadn't been your first, it was well above average. You could easily become a world-class cocksucker." He was still very hard, a factor of being young and very aroused. The faint smile on her lips turned him on even more. He moved around to her rear and thrust his hard young cock into her steamy twat. "Come on, baby, you're a fucking jock. You've got a hard little body and fantastic muscle tone. Use your muscles, grab my dick with your cunt. Tighten up that sloppy pussy for me. Oh yeah. You're getting the idea. Why the fuck didn't you do this before? A little muscle action and your big 40-year-old fuckhole feels like an 18-year-old. Your hands are free. Reach down and play with that cunt. That's right, diddle that little love button. Are you going to come for me, sweetheart?" She nodded vigorously. She was starting to sweat. She was fucking him back for the first time. "Talk to me, baby. Tell me how good my stiff cock feels inside your underused cunt." "It's good, really good. Your cock feels really good. Don't stop. Fuck me harder, all the way in. Slap my ass. I feel like a whore, a slut. Make me your slut, you bastard. Oh, there it is, oh yes." And she drove her firm hips back against his pubic bone, coming with a long, agonizing, whimpering scream. He ran his strong young hands over her tight body, brushing her tits and running his hand from her now sopping cunt to her asshole. He had not come. He was saving it for the final hole. "That was outstanding, baby. You've got a very hot little cunt when you work it. I almost came in your pussy. It was all I could do to keep from creaming inside you. But you know where my next load is going, don't you?" She nodded apprehensively. He began softly rimming her tight hole with his fingers, then replaced his fingers with his tongue. Her hips started to move in response. "You know you like the feel of what I'm doing back there, don't you? You're exceptionally anally sensitive. It's a crime you've never given up that tight little ass to a man before. But that is about to change right now." With no further warning, he inserted the massive head of his young organ through the ring of her tightly sealed little hole. She gasped. She cried out. She exhaled as if being punched in the stomach. "I know it burns a little. That will pass quickly. You're going to have to get used to the fullness. I'll go slowly. You need to tell me as you adjust so I can go deeper. You know I'm going all the way in, don't you? You're going to feel my pubic hair against your ass and my nuts slapping your cunt when I get my whole cock deep in your rectum. More?" She nodded apprehensively. "You need to talk to me, cunt. Where is my cock right now?" "It's in my ass. It's too big. You're going to hurt me. Why must you do this? I sucked your cock and you got a good fuck from my pussy. Isn't that enough?" "It's never enough. I love the hot buttery tightness of a woman's ass. I'd rather fuck a woman in the ass than anything. Your ass is exceptionally tight. You need to learn what it feels like. Maybe if you'd given up your ass to hubby a long time ago, he wouldn't be off fucking his administrative assistant. Now get ready and relax, for God's sake. You're just making this more painful for yourself. Accept the fact that your virgin middle-aged asshole is going to take a big load from the young stud you flirted with at the garden center. Get your hands back here and spread your ass cheeks. I'm only halfway in and I'm ready to shove my cock all the way in." She obeyed, grimacing as the young man continued his assault on her bowels. He bottomed out, pleased to have accomplished the first portion of his anal domination of the woman beneath him. "Okay, I'm going to fuck your ass now." He began a slow stroke into her abused little brown eye. Occasionally he would completely withdraw, enjoying the way her ass would stay open for him as if inviting his massive fuck stick to continue its brutal assault on her insides. Use your fingers on your cunt. Work that little love button. No pressure, baby, but I have incredible control and have no intention of coming in your ass until you come, so you will determine how long I end up plundering your tight little chute. He slapped her buttocks hard. Move for me, baby, this is not a spectator sport. Move that fine ass of yours. You're my anal slut now, sweet thing. Certainly not the first woman I've introduced to having a cock abuse her tender hole, but I have to admit that yours is absolutely one of the best rectums I've ever serviced. Your ass is perfect, it was made for cock. Talk to me. Do you feel dirty? Do you feel like a whore? Are you just another little ass slut? I feel like a whore, an anal whore. It's so big. It doesn't burn anymore. The fullness, uncomfortable, but sexy. I feel so submissive, dirty, you make me feel dirty. My pussy is really wet and hot. I can't believe this. I'm a dirty little girl taking a man's cock inside my ass. Slap me again. Fuck that ass deep, make me a woman, your dirty little anal cum slut. Oh fuck, I'm so close. Jam it in. Rape my ass. Pull my hair, oh god. She came again, very long, and very hard. It was ultimately the most satisfying orgasm she had ever had in her life. He was still plundering her anus, driving his thick young cock inside her most private place. He came deep in her bowels and she felt the hot splash of his young cream inside her. It brought her off again. She knew she could not slip any lower in her degradation, yet she was somehow sublimely aroused by what this young bastard had done to her. He had one more stage that would complete her humiliation. Clean it, bitch, it's customary. Yes, it's been in someone's ass, but it was your ass. Surprising herself, she complied without protest. When he offered his hairless young asshole to her mouth for servicing, she again understood, rimming him enthusiastically and inserting her stiff tongue inside. He left the bedroom for a few minutes, returning with a warm cloth with which he cleaned her cum-stained face, pussy and ass. He gently removed the restraints which had held her in that vulnerable and nasty position. She should find her clothes, get dressed and leave, never to see this man again. She knew she would not go to the cops, the scandal would be unacceptable. She looked at him, angry, pissed, but more completely sexually satisfied than she had ever been in her life. She was terribly confused and ashamed. She knew she felt no tenderness for this brutish young stud who had violated her in every imaginable way. She let him take her in his arms and kiss her. It was a soft, tender and loving kiss. Why had she gone home with him that first time? She had discovered the signs. Her husband was fucking his secretary, had been for some time. She was not the first, of that she was sure. She had wanted to get even. She had realized that she was very inhibited sexually. She knew in her heart that in spite of her stunning looks and hard body, she had not satisfied her husband in many years. This bastard whose arms she was now and had brought out her dark side had done things that she had never thought she would ever allow, and it had turned her on immensely. "Will I see you again?" she asked, shocked that she had uttered those words. "Look, I know you picked me up as a grudge fuck, to get even with your husband for cheating on you. Bluntly, those first few times you were absolutely the worst piece of ass I'd ever had. If you hadn't been so damned attractive, I wouldn't have brought you here this time. I'm sorry if I hurt you, scared you. But I've got to tell you something. Once you accepted the inevitability of what was going to go down, you were an amazing fuck. You were like a different woman." As he said these words, his hand drifted down to her still leaking pussy lips. Unconsciously, her pussy rose to meet his fingers. She began to move her taut buttocks in perfect harmony with the probing digits. She glanced at his proud young cock. It was getting stiff again. He'd only come twice. At his age, she knew he had another fuck in him. She leaned forward and took his dick in her warm, wet mouth. It had the desired effect. In no time, he was again hard as a bone. He took the initiative, rolling her on her back, pressing her tight thighs against her breasts and entering her in a single fluid motion. He gently stroked her full breasts with his hands and made tender love to her face with his mouth. He fucked her slowly, tantalizingly removing his young organ from her wet canal and working the bulbous head over her labia. Then short strokes, then deeper, then all the way inside her. She worked her newfound muscles, grasping and releasing his cock with her cunt. She nipped at him playfully with her teeth. They were both grinning from ear to ear. "You can't get enough of that middle-aged pussy, can you, young man? Work that cock, baby, fuck me good. Fuck your little 40-year-old whore for all she's worth. Are you close?" "I am. I want you to pull out and shoot on my face. I've never done that before either." It was the most satisfying fuck in her life, as she had requested. Just before he came, he pulled out of her and jerked his final load on her face. She giggled like a schoolgirl as she watched his cock jerk and spurt. She took his cock in her hands, reveling in the feel of his thick fluid on her hands. He gently licked the cum from her face, sharing it with her, as he deeply probed her full mouth. "I've unleashed a monster. That was unquestionable one of the best fucks of my young life. You are a very sexual animal. If you'd been showing your husband this side of you, he'd be banging your box right now instead of me. I'm very proud of you." She smiled. She was very proud of herself. He paused, reflectively. "Do you love your husband? Is he a good guy? Is he a good dad to your kids? Do you really want a divorce, at your age with kids and all?" She shook her head sadly. She had no idea what she should do. This young man was just a fuck, the best fuck of her life, but she knew he was not interested in her, a woman 14 years his senior, for a permanent relationship. She didn't love him. She loved her husband. She only wished that her husband could make her feel the way this stud did. Her husband was a great guy and a wonderful father, but he was not exactly exciting between the sheets either.
Let me suggest something. Get a sitter for the kids. You and your husband need to talk. You need to tell him you know about the young tail he's been getting. You need to be honest with him that you have strayed. No guilt trips, no anger. Then you need to take him to a motel tonight and fuck his brains out the way you just fucked me. Suck his cock, give him your ass. Make him moan. Make him want your little cunt, mouth, and ass like he's never wanted any others in his life. Talk dirty to him. Let him jerk off on your face. Work that exceptional cunt of yours. Make him your man forever. Make him forget his little 24-year-old tart. Don't wait. Call him on the way home. Tell him to meet you at a motel. Tell him it's a special surprise. Don't let him say no. Stop and pick up some anal lube and an enema on your way. Before you leave, use the razor in the shower trim your cunt tight. Any questions? Good. Call me tomorrow and let me know how things went.
She cleaned up, dressed, kissed her young lover for the last time, and went to her car, intent on setting in motion the very plan he had outlined. She could not believe she had allowed herself to get involved in an affair with her boss. He was very kind, very nice, and very handsome. He was a great boss. He was also married to a very attractive woman, and had 3 kids and was 20 years older than she was. Initially, the sex had been, well, disappointing. He was not very experienced. The first time he had gone down on her, it had been less than exciting. She had coached him, taught him how to please his almost hairless young pussy. It now seemed to have become one of his most favorite activities, and he had become an exceptionally accomplished pussy licker. This morning he was supposed to be playing golf. That's what he had evidently told the missus, who was supposed to be at the garden center. Instead, he was plundering her tight little shitter for all he was worth. Another depraved sex act she had introduced him to. She knew that giving up your ass to a man gave you extreme power over that man. It wouldn't have mattered, she loved it up the butt. He had become an amazingly tender and accomplished butt fucker. As her nimble fingers worked her little love button, she could feel him harden and increase his pace. Her reward was coming. Soon she would revel in the feel of his hot sticky fluid bathing her bowels. God, she loved it when a man came in her ass. She also knew that she would clean his cock with her mouth after it had been up her tight little butt. That really turned him on. She wondered how fucked up her boss and his wife must be in the sex department. The first time she blew him, it was obviously a new experience. Again, she had to coach and teach him so that he let her suck his cock with her superb oral talent rather than trying to thrust into her mouth. He had learned well. Suck that cock, my fine little anal bitch. Oh yeah, that right. You know how to do it. Another aspect of her training. At first he had said nothing during sex, didn't even want the lights on. She had changed all that. She wondered if he would share his newfound expertise with his wife. She hoped so, because he wasn't going to have her tight little twat to play with after today. She hated to lose the job. He was a great boss and they worked for a great company. He never treated her inappropriately at work. He probably never would have touched her if she had not seduced him. She would not have jumped him if she hadn't been attracted to him, lonely and incredibly horny. She had thought that a relationship based completely on illicit sex would satisfy her. It had not. She assumed that she would have to quit once she broke it off. She had another, albeit not as good job lined up. She wouldn't tell him today, she'd do it tomorrow. Tomorrow she'd have him meet her somewhere and give him her letter of resignation and break off the affair. There was no future with a 42-year-old man with a wife and 3 kids. In recent months she had craved a real relationship, not a shadowy fuck relationship with a married man. He had taken a shower, given her a tender hug and kiss and left to return to his family. He was a decent guy. She had every expectation that the breakup would go as well as could be expected. God, he felt guilty, even though his guilt had not prevented him from coming 3 times in the last 2 hours. His young paramour was the most amazing cocksucker. He wished his wife would even try, but that part of her anatomy had been off limits. After 3 kids her pussy was a little loose, and for God's sake she just didn't get into it. He figured he'd better head over to the golf course and get in 9 holes as cover for his activities. He had to admit that it wasn't all her fault. Until his affair had evolved, he himself had not realized how sexually inexperienced he was. God, his wife still had a great body. She was a gorgeous woman who still turned heads anywhere she went. What an ass she had. Not any chance he was going to get his 42-year-old pecker in that tight little hole. He'd never fucked a woman's ass before. His secretary took her hand and pressed the head of his cock against her anal ring. He almost passed out from the sheer eroticism of plundering the attractive young lady's back door. He would miss the regular ass fucks more than anything. Hell, what was he thinking? He would miss all of it. As he drove away from the golf course a few hours later, his thought process was clear. He knew he had to end the affair. He didn't want the talented young lady to quit. She was absolutely the best admin assistant in the company. If she felt she had to quit, he'd help her find another job, a good job. She was a very decent person. He had every expectation that she knew they had to end it, and that things would go well. His PDA vibrated in his pocket. It was a text message from his wife. Meet me here. Followed by an address and a room number. What the fuck, he thought? Is she in trouble? Car trouble? No, she could handle that, she'd have called AAA. He didn't recognize the address, but knew how to get there. It was about 10 minutes away. It was a motel. He'd heard about this place. It had a reputation as being a place that lovers met for a nooner. It was not seedy as most such places were. The owner had hit on a gold mine of an idea, a no-tell motel that was actually quite classy.
Oh sure, it was reputed to have hot tubs and mirrors everywhere, but it was discreetly located in a decent section of town and aimed for the upscale cheating crowd. What the hell was his wife doing here? He parked his car and walked to the room number shown on his pager. He knocked. The door was open, he walked in. His wife of 12 years was sitting in the darkened room on a chair directly across the room from the door. God, she looked good. Hell, she always looked good. Those creamy thighs, full breasts, she was the most beautiful woman he had ever known. Lock the door behind you, honey, come over and sit down. Would you like a drink? She poured him a glass of wine as he settled into the chair across from her. We need to talk, sweetheart. It's long overdue. He started to speak. She interrupted. No, I get to go first. I'm asking you for complete honesty. In return, I'll give you the same. No guilt trips, no recriminations, no bullshit. Is that fair enough? He nodded. Good. First, I know you're fucking your admin assistant. I'm guessing that it's been going on for several months. I don't care if she was the first or one of many, but I'd like to ask you to make her the last. I plan to break it off tomorrow. I? She cut him off. No apologies, honey. No excuses, you'll get your shot in a second. I have more to say. I recognize that I have not been able to satisfy you in the bedroom. I was very inexperienced when we got married, as were you. You're still a very handsome man and I believe I'm still an attractive woman, but sexually, our marriage is the pits. You're a great guy, a wonderful father and I love you. I don't want a divorce. We enjoy a lot of things together most things. Just not fucking. He was shocked. He never had his beautiful wife use any derivation of fuck in a sexual context. Was she a good fuck? Did she suck your cock? Did you come in her mouth? Did you eat her young cunt? Did you fuck her in the ass? No, don't answer those questions right now, although I very well may want to hear all the details at another time. He was completely blown away. He'd never heard his prim, sexually inhibited wife talk like this. She had more surprises in store. Well, frankly, I hope you did all of those things. I hope you did them well and enjoyed them, because for the last few weeks I've been meeting a young man, he's 26, I think, and we've done everything I just mentioned and more. I even let him fuck my mouth and come on my face. He even tied me down and fucked me in the ass and I liked it. I liked it a lot. I sucked his ass dirty prick after it had been in my ass. He made me his little whore, his anal slut, and I came, often and hard. There's really nothing we didn't do, even a little pain, just a little, but it turned me on. Now I know you fucked her this morning, probably at around the same time my young stud was servicing all of my orifices. By the way, I don't plan to ever fuck him or anyone else but you again, assuming you can satisfy me and vice versa. We've got this room until 11 a.m. tomorrow morning. They have room service, we don't need to leave. Here's what we're going to do. You're going to take this 20 milligrams of Cialis just in case you're a little fucked out from your earlier activities. I got it from a friend who is a doctor, you know her. The first thing that's going to happen is we're going to get each other hot. Then I'm going to suck your cock. You're going to come in my mouth. Then you're going to eat my little cunt until I come. Then we're going to fuck. I might let you spank me, maybe even a little bondage. I'll almost certainly stick my tongue up your butt and I expect the same in return. Before we take a break for dinner, you're going to jam your prick up my ass and fuck my butt. I brought a strap on. I might just want to return the favor. If you want to pee on me or vice versa, we could try that. In essence, for the next 20 hours or so, I'm your little fuck slut, and you're just a stud I picked up for some fucking. We're not married and our previous sexual history, as dismal as it has been, doesn't exist. You okay with this? He nodded. Then let's get naked. The hot tub is heated up. As promised, I'm going to blow you first, in the hot tub. As his wife performed what amounted to only the second blow job of her life, she had her husband's complete attention. When she took his entire prick to the back of his throat and stuck her finger up his ass, he was in ecstasy. When she began to work her recently trained tongue over the head of his cock, he came. She swallowed every drop, rewarding him with a wet, sloppy, cum-filled kiss. That was super, baby. Thank you for coming in my mouth. I love the taste of your cream. I know I can get better. I'm going to suck your fat prick every day until I'm damn sure you've forgotten about your little friends or expertise. I'm not letting you out of the house in the morning until I drain your nuts. How's that sound? You don't have to get better, darling. That was an amazing blow job. Thank you. He was stunned by the unfolding events. And there's only been one little friend, as you put it. Sadly, she is the most talented admin assistant in the whole company. But I know there's no way she can stay on. We'll talk about that later, baby. Now you have some work to do. I'm just going to sit up here on the edge and you're going to eat my pussy. And a gentle finger fuck up the shitter would also be appreciated. Well, she thought as her husband began his oral service to her wet little quim. She sure as hell taught him something about eating pussy. She'd let him do it years ago, but bluntly it had sucked and she'd long since lost interest in it. Now, instead of trying to remove the finish from a piece of furniture, he was quite delightfully and lovingly lapping her little cunt. He finger was very gentle on her tender little brown eye. She gently pressed her steamy muff against his mouth. Oh shit, he's doing it, oh fuck yes. Darling, I owe that young woman something. You used to suck at cunnilingus, that's why I stopped letting you eat me. But this was very different. Since no one else had ever gone down on me, I just assumed that was the way it was supposed to be and I hated it. You were wonderful. I expect a lot more of that in the future. Agreed. He said as they relaxed again in the warm swirling water. Cialis or not, I need a rest before the next stage. I might get hard, but I doubt that I'll be able to come and I really want to come in your cunt. Well, it won't be as tight as that 22-year-old pussy you've been doing, but I've got a few tricks up my sleeve. She exited the tub in all of her wanton nakedness to retrieve their drinks. He was, after all the years they had been married, astounded at what a beautiful woman she was. So tell me about her, she said softly. She's really a nice girl. She's incredibly bright and outshines everyone at her level, or for that matter, a couple of levels above. I'm not sure who was going to break it off first. She wants to talk to me tomorrow not for sex and I think she's going to end the affair and quit the company. Sadly, I would have promoted her even if I hadn't been fucking her put her in charge of the entire admin assistant program. She's that good in spite of her youth. Several of the older assistants already told me they think she could handle it. Do you know she joined the army at 17, did a 12-month tour in combat before her 20th birthday, was awarded a Bronze Star with V4 leading the defense of her compound, then came back and completed a 4-year degree in 2.5 years? She's working on an MBA in night school. She's a natural-born leader. Shit, I should have been mentoring her, helping her, not fucking her. She's young enough to be my daughter. I'm sorry for cheating on you and, in all honesty, sorry for fucking up a talented you person's career. I want to meet her, his wife said softly. Look, I'm not blaming her. Hell, I'm not even blaming you, for that matter. I just want to meet her. She paused again. I really don't want her to suffer for our sexual problems. Plus, she seems to have taught you a thing or two. Hell, I owe her. Tell me about him, her husband responded softly. I met him at the garden center. He was shopping there. He was cute with an absolute wet-your-panties smile. He knew a lot about plants and such. He's a landscape architect, UC Davis grad, I think, with his own business employing a gaggle of other young architects. He does big projects, high 6- and 7-figure homes. He offered to drive me around to some of his more recent projects to help me get ideas. He does astounding work. We ended up at his house, which is damned impressive. We ended up in his bed where your little wife was decidedly not impressive. I was surprised he wanted to see me again. The last time was the charm. Let's just say, oh hell. He told me I was the worst piece of ass he'd ever met, and he set out to change that. He made me do things I'd never done before, dirty things, and he made me come a lot. Then he told me to call my husband and invite him to a motel and fuck his brains out. That's how we got here. Is he a nice guy? He asked. Well, there were a couple of times this morning when he was shoving his cock in my mouth and my ass that I wasn't so sure. But yeah, he's a nice guy. I can't be mad at him. You and I are here and things are looking a lot better than I expected. So while he made me do things I've never done before, I only intend to do those things with you from now on, assuming you feel the same way. Do you want me to invite him to dinner? Maybe. I at least want to meet him. I mean, if you fuck as good as you suck cock, I owe him a lot, he said with a grin. And with that he moved his fingers to the entrance to her pussy, signifying that he was anxious to move on to the next stage. They moved to the bed, and as she had done with her newly trained mouth, his wife thrilled him with her muscle control. For the first time in all of their years of marriage, she came with her husband's cock inside her. Call me your little cunt. Fuck your little bitch. Come on, baby, make me scream. Fuck that pussy. Jam it deep. Here it comes, you little slut. Take my load in your hot little pussy. Suck me dry with that cunt bitch. They both collapsed in each other's arms. I never knew you liked to talk dirty during sex, he said. I didn't know I did. Now I do. Okay? She responded with a grin. More than okay, my hot little fuck slut. He responded, grinning from ear to ear. So listen, hon, we owe two young people a pretty special debt of gratitude. I think we should invite them both to dinner, introduce them to each other. Who knows? They might just hit it off. That sounds a little bizarre and it might be a little awkward. What would we tell them? Let's just tell them the truth and let them take it from there. The end. This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network. Please visit our other podcasts. Their links are in the description of this episode. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer $2 subscriptions with bonus episodes.